Practice Test 6, Part 2. In this part, you will hear three short talks. After each talk, you will hear six questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions. You will hear each talk and the questions once. If you want to, you may take notes as you listen. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to part of a podcast about genealogy.
The idea of tracing our family tree appeals to many of us. But how do we get started on this fascinating journey of discovery? Today, we'll consider just that. Now, your best resource is the people closest to you. Get talking to your older relatives. Ask what they remember about, say, their grandparents or great aunts and uncles. Names, places, etc. And then make an unusual request and ask if you can rifle through the boxes in their attic. You can unearth all sorts of family memorabilia in this way, from military records and school reports to postcards and love letters. And of course, all those family photos. It's worth getting covered in dust for such a wealth of information. To make sense of these finds, show them around to family members. Can they identify people in a photo or recognize names in an old diary? So what do you do with all these names and dates? However tempting it might be to take a sheet of paper and start drawing your family tree, things can soon get confusing. Luckily, there's plenty of software out there that's designed to help amateur genealogists manage the information they gather, and it's definitely worth investing in. What about genealogy forums, online archives, and databases? Well, they do have a lot to offer, but only once you feel like you've exhausted all your leads offline. Of course, like real trees, family trees just keep growing, and you never know what you might find as the branches spread out. Perhaps there's a notorious criminal lurking somewhere in your family history, or maybe you're distantly related to one of our founding fathers.
Number 21. What does the speaker imply about researching family history? Number 22. What does the speaker recommend asking permission to do? Number 23. Why does the speaker mention dust? Number 24. What does the speaker say about drawing a family tree? Number 25. What is the speaker's main purpose? Number 26. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"Once you feel like you've exhausted all your leads offline"?
Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a teacher talking in a meeting.
Before we wind up, can I just raise one more matter? Look, we all have concerns about the high numbers of kids being driven in every day, so I was thinking we should plan some kind of event to get more students walking or riding their bikes to school. I'm going to send you all a link to a website I found that outlines the kind of things schools are organizing. For example, the focus will be on either walking or riding, not both, okay? That's something we'd need to decide before getting the ball rolling on this. Where was I? Oh, yes, the site. So, as well as providing some great ideas, it also has a series of webinars for event organizers and some great resources like flyers you can print and distribute, templates for posters. You get the idea. These kinds of events can also shine a light on certain issues in the school district. One elementary school I read about used a bike-to-school event as a kind of launch pad for a campaign to get bike lanes set up. And that got me thinking, why aren't there enough crosswalks around here? And we've got just one crossing guard. It's no wonder parents are reluctant to let their kids navigate the streets on their own. I've actually taken the liberty of putting a provisional date down on the school calendar, and I've recruited some potential volunteers, too. Sorry if I'm jumping the gun a bit and, taking it for granted we're all on the same page about this. Promise I won't take this any further till I get your feedback.
Number 27. What does the speaker want to discuss? Number 28. What will people probably do after the meeting? Number 29. What improvements would the speaker like to see locally? Number 30. What does the speaker apologize for? Number 31. What is the speaker's main purpose? Number 32. What does the speaker mean when he says,
before getting the ball rolling on this?
Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a woman giving a presentation.
Good morning, everyone. In January, I was asked to investigate the impact on local wildlife of the proposed resort at Pacific Point. I know many of you were involved in the preliminary designs for it. Today, I'd like to present my team's findings to you. I'll begin by providing information on the diversity of species in and around Pacific Point, as well as their current populations. You'll see from these graphs the effect this development will have on those numbers, were it to go ahead without modification, that is. As you'll see, the study takes various factors into account, things like the impact of construction work on wildlife, as well as that of the increased human activity associated with tourism. Once I've walked you through this information, I'll present our recommendation, the most important of which, in my professional opinion, would be the creation of a nature reserve. As you're no doubt aware, a local conservation group is worried about the fate of the tufted puffin, a seabird with important breeding colonies in this area. Significant steps need to be taken not only to alleviate their concerns, but also for the development to comply with local regulations. More about that and what it means for the plan soon. You'll find our full report in the folder we'll distribute as soon as I finish this presentation. This has already been sent to the mayor's office. Apparently, local residents have also raised a number of issues. Before I begin the first part of this presentation, could I ask you to hold your questions till the end? You will have ample opportunity to ask anything you want later.
Number 33. What is the aim of the presentation? Number 34. What will the speaker use visual aids to do? Number 35. Why does the speaker mention a particular species of bird? Number 36. What's the speaker's attitude toward the plan? Number 37. Who is the speaker most likely talking to? Number 38. What will the speaker most likely do next? End of part 2.